Happy New Year. This is going to be a little long. So for Christmas, I bought Sarah a camera. And this camera is, it came out in mid-November, and it's very, very, very hard to come by. They just can't make enough of them to keep up with the demand. So even though I ordered it in a reasonable amount of time, it didn't come for Christmas. So as I was kind of bummed out about this, I was thinking about, like, you know, all the other gifts that either Sarah would want or the family would want. And I sort of stumbled on, you know what, fuck it. Let's get a snowmobile. We need one if we ever hope to get up to the cabin in the winter. And I kind of thought, even if the cabin is not ready, we can at least go visit it, and we can kind of work towards that future where we could spend time in the cabin. So I effectively wrote a check to say, hey, family, when and if we want a snowmobile, we're going to go get one. It was kind of fun. And so obviously Sarah opened that and she was very excited, and everyone was sort of excited, and we were like, oh, let's go do this. we're very bad at impulse control around these parts. So we went up the day after Christmas and went snowmobile shopping, and we originally intended to get a used one. But as we started to think about it, like, first of all, used inventory for the kind of snowmobile that we wanted, which is really like a commuter snowmobile. We're not going to go in like deep powder or anything like that. We just need a snowmobile to get us from our gate to our cabin, which is like maybe a mile, maybe. So we go up, we start talking, and they're like, yeah, those sorts of snowmobiles are few and far between because everybody buys those used. And also, like, the way we sell used, we put a lot of work into them. So you're not saving much money getting a used one because we still do all the service and everything. So they end up, you save maybe a couple thousand bucks if you find the right one. So the salesperson was really great. He was like, you know, we do have some new ones, and they're not too much more than your sort of ideal budget. And so we checked it out, and we sort of fell in love almost immediately. And it was like, all right, we're gonna do this. And we just sort of thinking about the logistics of things, like, how do we get the snowmobile up there? What is it like? Where do we park? All this stuff. And where we were getting the snowmobile was actually relatively close to our cabin. So we went and took a small little day trip just to go check things out to see, like, what does this look like logistically? What are other people doing? So we ran into a neighbor, and then they sort of explained how it all works. And it all became very sort of real, like, oh, we might actually be able to get up and hang out at the cabin. Like, it hasn't been a super cold winter. Our pipes are probably not even frozen yet. And let's try and pull this off. So we were still kind of like in and out of deciding if we wanted to buy a used snowmobile. Little bit of a stretch. Didn't really want to spend that much money. So I just kind of said, you know what? Never mind. Let's just pause. Let's not do this. And just because I was just thinking, like, I was thinking about the logistics and, like, do I really want to deal with this sort of hassle during the break, or do I want to just relax? And so sat on it for a day and then another day. And it was like, you know what? And Franny got sick. And so we were just kind of like doing nothing. I don't know if you know me, but I'm not good at doing nothing. So I was like, you know what? Let's just pull the trigger. Let's just do it. And so we did. We got the snowmobile. I got up to the cabin. I heated the whole damn thing up, got the fire started and everything. And it has been amazing. I am actually back down to pick up some medications and to do some laundry while the family is up at the cabin. But it's been amazing. Last night was a little bit of an adventure. So last night was New Year's Eve, and at about 8:30, 9 o'clock, the power goes out, and we're like, ah, shit, what do we do? Do we try and, like, traipse back down, get on the snowmobile in the pitch black? And we sort of use all of our, all of our resources. So we talk to friends, we check in with the utility company, we do everything, and it comes come to find out like it, the power is going to be back on at like 12:30. So we're like, all right, we could try and get everybody back down the mountain in pitch black, because again, we don't have power, so we don't have lights or anything. We have flashlights and headlamps and stuff, but not a whole lot. So we end up staying. We just sort of like pack the fireplace full of wood, and we get in the covers, we pull out the hide a bed, and we were set. And then we woke up in the morning and the power was back on, and everybody survived to tell the tale. The other thing is, like, we've had a blast with the snowmobile, and it's just been the funnest vacation. And like, it's kind of funny because we're just like sitting in the cabin, and it's just this beautiful mountain area. And we're like, how did we think that we would be able to stay away from this magical place for 6 months out of the year? Like, what the hell were we thinking? So in hindsight, it's kind of funny because we're like, what the hell? Like, this place brings us so much joy, and we just want to be here as much as possible. So we are. I don't know what the future holds, because like, even though our pipes were not frozen when I arrived, thinking about it, like if I was to get up there again and pipes are frozen, like things are going to get kind of dicey. But I think like as we empty everything out and all of that crap, I think we're going to be okay. So anyways, going into the new year, I have a ton of things to talk about, but, just a quick update on the sort of like weirdo left turn that we did in pivot into, for this holiday season. And we're having a blast. And, I went through last night, I went through a bunch of photos from the last year and sort of took stock of everything that's happened this last year. And it's like very humbling. I do a lot of reflection, obviously, that's part of this podcast, but, it was kind of fun because like, while work seems to dominate my life, going through photos, like I don't take photos of work. So it was fun to be like, oh yeah, this major thing happened this month, this major thing happened this month. And it was fun to kind of separate out and like have work not be so dominant. And it was really kind of fun to see. It was like, oh, I went to a jazz game with my friend Blaine, and I went snowboarding, and I learned how to snowboard, and all this fun stuff. It was really fun to take stock. And like, ultimately there was only, I think, two work-related things, and I didn't even have to do those, but they were kind of the biggest moments of the month. And I love my jobs, and I love the people that I work with. So they were two very great things to commemorate, I guess. But it was fun. It was fun to reflect back on the last year. And with that, I will let you go. Have a great new year. Bye.